This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that the GST rate cuts on tractors and farm equipment must directly reach farmers. Chairing a meeting with Agriculture Ministry and equipment representatives in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the GST reduction from 12 or 18% to 5% will make tractors and machinery significantly cheaper. Mr. Chauhan added that the move would lead to significant price cuts ranging from 23,000 to 63,000 rupees across different tractor categories. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Aswini Vaishnaw, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has turned technology into India's greatest equalizer. He added that now a street vendor uses the same UPI payment system as a corporate executive. In an article in a national daily, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted that technology doesn't have any hierarchy. Mentioning the space and innovation sector, Mr. Vaishnaw said that India has achieved what seemed impossible. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the defence forces demonstrated the strength of India's retaliation to the enemy through Operation Sindoor. The minister said this while addressing war veterans at the commemorative event marking 60 years of the 1965 India-Pakistan War in New Delhi. He said that the coordination and courage of the defense forces have proven that victory is no longer an exception for India. Victory has become a habit. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has emphasized that the active participation of women and youth is essential for realizing the vision of a developed India by 24/7. Addressing the gathering at Future Frontier Conclave in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that the central theme of the government's agenda is woman-led development. Prime Minister Modi has also shared an article written by Union Minister Chirag Paswan on the impact of the latest GST reforms in enhancing ease of doing business in the food processing sector. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that by lowering rates on everyday foods and packaging, groceries have become more affordable. He said it will boost MSMEs, support farmers, and improve India's global food competitiveness. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju today alleged that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi keeps blaming the constitutional body to hide his own weaknesses. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that after repeatedly losing elections, Mr. Gandhi blames the system. He said the nation stands with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the poor, farmers and common people consider him as the leader of the country. The 10th Ayurveda Day will be celebrated on 23rd September at the All India Institute of Ayurveda, Goa, marking a historic milestone in global promotion of traditional Indian medicine. Briefing the media about the Ayurveda Day's celebration in New Delhi today, Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Yadav said that it is a matter of pride for everyone as India's traditional medical system is reaching new heights on the global stage. He added that the government aims to take this heritage of Ayurveda to every individual and contribute to building a healthy India and healthy world. For the first time, the Ayurveda Day will be observed on a fixed calendar date on 23rd September. The Chhattisgarh Anti-Corruption Bureau of Economic Offences Wing arrested a retired IAS officer in an alleged liquor scheme. The then Commissioner of State Excise Department, Niranjan Das, has been arrested for his alleged role in assisting the syndicate handling and operating the scheme. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over northeast India, including Bihar, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. In Asia Cup cricket, India will take on Oman in their final Group A match at Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. The match will start at 8 p.m. Oman have already been eliminated, and with 4 points from 2 games, India has already sealed the Super 4 qualification. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.